Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin and for Maria Bailey, and this is the Sunday after Thanksgiving episode. If you are still sleeping off your turkey tryptophan-induced nap, if you've got plenty of stuffing and green bean casserole and hopefully turkey left over, that you're eating a lot of leftovers or have made the ever popular turkey, what my mom used to make. She'd take literally the scraps of the bird and put it in a casserole, and everything was a casserole with a lot of creamy soup. But I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, the quintessential American holiday. It's funny, my very good friend Jamie has her mother-in-law is British. So, you know, she still doesn't get it, even if she's been in the U.S. for, 15, 20 years. And it's just not a holiday they grew up with. So for her, it's just another dinner. But it's funny how it's all about what you grow up with that makes it a tradition. So in our house, of course, as I was talking with Al earlier, it is about the green bean casserole and the turkey and stuffing and cranberry. And my sister-in-law makes this delicious cranberry relish that's got orange zest in it. It's just amazing. But then when you look at the Al, my producer saying nobody eats that. Well, actually, a lot of people do, Al. Come on. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for in what has really been a tough few weeks. Of course, in our part of Florida, we had hurricanes that really disrupted us. So and as well as in Texas. So let's be grateful for what we have and work hard for what we don't. And we have a great show lined up. We are going to be talking to Katha Gentis. She is actually a very well-known independent writer and producer, and she's got a project called The Other F Word, which is a comedy series that's streaming on Amazon about four women friends who talk about raising kids. And so the Other F Word series should be funny to talk about. We're going to be talking to Erica Katz. She is a parenting expert and author of Coach Parenting, Raising Teenagers from Pro Football's Greatest Head Coaches. That's going to be actually a very cool segment with us, with Erica. And then we're joined by Dr. Jamie Kaufman. She's going to be talking, actually, this is a great topic about our kids eating, healthy eating, which can fix allergies, child's asthma, obesity, nasal congestion, everything about what we eat. And it also talk about acid reflux, which is a very common concern and condition of a lot of kids and adults. And then we'll round out the show talking to Denise Stern, CEO of Let Mommy Sleep. That's going to be a good one. And so speaking of sleep, it is Thanksgiving weekend. So hopefully it was a relaxing one. And before we take a quick break and talk with our first guest, I wanted to mention quickly our sponsor is Pre-Mama. And Pre-Mama is the prenatal vitamin you can drink. It's a powder mix that you add to your favorite non-carbonated beverage, either a smoothie or your juice, or there's even flavors, so it could be even added to your water or a flavored water. Go to drinkpremama.com for more information about these drink packets, the drink mix, and there's also lactation and fertility supplements as well. They are doctor recommended with all the vitamins and nutrients you and your baby need at any stage of your pregnancy. Drinkpremama.com. Also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Katha Gentis. She will be talking about her series, The Other F Word. We'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is Mary and for Maria on Mom Talk Radio. And our first guest is Katha Gentis. She is a successful independent writer and producer who started filmmaking in between driving carpools in suburban New Jersey as a mother of two. So this is the perfect place for us to talk with you, Katha, about your most recent project, which is called The Other F Word. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
So give us a little idea. You've got quite the resume of writing and producing for amazing talents and amazing shows. Give us an idea of the show, when it's where the idea came from and give us a little bit, about when we can watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, my show is called The Other F Word, and it kind of deals with, you know, kind of mothers in midlife. I wanted to, you know, I feel like my last film was a film called Bad Parents, which kind of dealt with, you know, crazy suburban sports parents. And then I was just like, okay, I wanted to do what happens, you know, life after kids as our kids get older. And, you know, kind of motherhood goes from being in a capital N to a lowercase M. And that, you know, and I like to say, you know, I was watching the show Girls and going, okay, they're kind of trying to figure out who they are and have this coming of age. And I felt as mothers, when our kids get older and they go to college, it's this time where we sort of are looking at like who we are, because whether we work or stay at home, like our lives are so much, you know, we live in this very child-centric life. So I kind of wanted to do, you know, this sort of coming of age story and deal with, you know, kind of female friendships at this stage of life. And when, you know, it's sort of a time for mothers to take the front seat in our lives.
True. And actually I have one foot in either world because I have a son going to college next year, but I have a 11-year-old. So, I can see where you're saying, like, there's, as we talk about age, all we talk about is ages and stages of our kids, but there's ages and stages of motherhood too.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, I mean, you know, we're constantly reinventing ourselves as women. Mm-hmm. And I thought like sort of the midlife crisis, you know, for men had been explored. And I don't really want to even call it a crisis, but I feel like it's this time where, you know, we sort of put our lives on hold in many ways. I'm like, oh, what happens when all of a sudden, like I said, it's like we're faced with like kind of this excitement, but also like, wait, who are we, and deal with kind of these things that we're all dealing with pivoting and reinvention. And, you know, it just seemed like a great, you know, a place to jump in with four women and, you know, start that journey with them. So, you know, I kind of follow the Sex and the City and Girls theme and, you know, sort of, you know, where it's dealing with friendships and sort of figuring out who we are in a very comedic way.
That's funny. That's great. So, So it's streamed on Amazon, so you can just get on Amazon and watch it anytime, obviously, correct?
Exactly. So it's like, you know, it's kind of in that watchable way where, you know, like I said, all the episodes are up. You do not need to be Prime to watch it. If you're Prime, I think you get it without one ad. I mean, it's very easy.
Oh.
you just search in video for The Other F Word. If you have a smart TV, I recommend people adding it on their computer to their watch list, and then it just sort of pops up there when you go to the Amazon app on your TV. But whether you're on your computer, your tablet, your phone, you just, you know, go into Amazon and search for The Other F Word. And it's a lot of, you know, it's fun. I mean, there's drama too, but I mean, I feel like, you know, it's real stories. And I think what women and mothers in particular relate to is like, oh my God, this is my life. And, you know, and then, you know, and they can connect with these women.
So how long have you been making movies, and how did you balance it all when your kids were younger?
Yeah, it was challenging because I had worked in the movie business, which is a really, you know, intensive career before my kids. And, you know, I kind of have this BC time when it's before children. And then I, you know, when I had my children, I just finished an MFA in screenwriting, and I'm like, I just can't do all of that. And then sort of as they were getting, I did always kind of work, and I did other kinds of work. But then all of a sudden, when they were sort of in like fifth grade and middle school, I had this time, and I felt like I missed this kind of creative expression. And that's when I started writing. And, you know, I was in suburbia, and I kind of, my first film was a romantic comedy that dealt with a donor inseminated single mom. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just make this movie when my kids are at summer camp. But it didn't go as I planned, because Vanessa Williams got Ugly Betty. We had to start sooner. So it literally was leaving the set to drive my daughter to like soccer practice and make sure, you know, there was food in the refrigerator. So it was a kind of interesting challenge, but, you know,
great
worth it.
Sense. Yeah, that sounds, but it's like anything, like, it, you know, you just do it. You get it done. But obviously you've made it all work. And with, again, an amazing resume behind you. So is this the first season of The Other F Word?
No, we have two seasons. Okay. You know, season one came out a year ago. We literally just released season two. And the episodes are shorter for your audience. I mean, we kind of follow because we're dealing with some challenges with telling stories about motherhood, and especially, you know, that we're dealing with, but we don't have to get into. But the episodes are short, so it makes it especially for busy people. The stories are compact. You know, each episode in season one is about 5 to 8 minutes, but it's a continuous story. And then season two, they're more like 15 to 20. So it's like kind of one big story. We've done these screening events, and they definitely feel like you're watching a feature with an open ending. So it's a very bingeable thing, but it allows for people with busy lives to fit this in.
Right. Right. Well, we know we all like binges. That's for sure. When the kids are in bed and we don't have, it's no appointment TV for busy moms, as we all know. So
yeah,
this is awesome.
Perfect,
so again,
yeah, perfect
yeah,
for that audience.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Katha, for joining us. We look forward to seeing the series and much more coming from you and your team. It's the Other F Word series.com for information. And again, it's streaming on Amazon. So grab your iPad, or as she said, load it on your computer and schedule for your TV. Is that what you said? I've never done that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just if you have a smart TV with that app. But in
smart
like
TV.
I said, one of my hashtags is it's fun and free. So how much better, you know, what more can you say?
Perfect. Well, best of luck. And thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. After a quick break, we'll shine a spotlight on moms and Keela Lang. We'll be right back.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online, where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com.
This is the Spotlight on Moms, where we talk to everyday moms in the trenches, like our next guest, Keela Lang. She is the mother of two children, 5 and 2, so she's got little ones. And she blogs at recipeforasweetlife.com. Welcome to the show, Keela.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I did say that right, the name, right?
Yes. Yes, you did.
That's a beautiful name. Okay, so you've got little ones, so... tell us a little bit about your blog and what's on the blog. Is it all recipes? Is it just lifestyle? What are you blogging about these days?
Well, I started blogging a lot of recipes to start with because I was cooking and stuff. I used to be a kindergarten teacher, and I would bake at home as a stress reliever and then take all my stuff into the teacher's lounge and feed all of the teachers so that the baked goods didn't stay in my house.
Right.
And people were asking for the recipes all the time. And then once I got pregnant with my second son, I decided that I was going to leave teaching and stay home. And it just seemed appropriate that now I share those recipes with everybody. So I decided to start blogging as an outlet versus staying home with an infant all day long. And Recipe for a Sweet Life was born.
Right. That's awesome. When did you start the blog? When your second child was, so he's two.
When he's two. So I started it, he was about a month old. And so about July 2015.
Okay, great.
When I kind of started and yeah.
Yeah,
nice,
that's awesome.
Nice
so you left teaching. Do you miss it?
Mm-hmm. Some days, yeah. I taught kindergarten, so, you know, 5-year-olds all day long. It was fun, but my older one is 5 now, and getting to see in him the same things I was doing in the classroom. It is different, though, when it's your own kid versus somebody else's.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's just interesting because before I came to work here for Mom Talk Radio, I was raising little ones as well. And I would sub at my kids' grade school once in a while. So I know, boy, those kids, it's a lot of work, kindergartners. And especially, like you said, 20 to 25 of them. It's just such physically demanding.
Yes. And then to come home to, at the time I was teaching until my oldest was three. And so at the time I was teaching 25 5-year-olds and then coming home to a 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah. That's enough. Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned when we were booking you that you blog to bond with your kids. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I love being in the kitchen, hence the recipe aspect of the blog. And I use it as a way because I do stay home now. My son, both of them, now my 2-year-old is interested as well, love to help. And if I'm going to be baking things for the blog, what better way to bond with my kids than to have them help me? And so we turn it into a learning experience because once a teacher, always a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he mixes and he measures and we read a book and then we'll bake something from the book. And it's a great experience for me to be able to share those memories with my kids.
Absolutely. My daughter, actually all my kids love to, I did that when they were little as well. I would hand them the measuring cups and the measuring spoons and we'd go, you know, we would bake all day long too.
Exactly. But that's great
because, yeah. So do you, your recipes on the, first of all, tell me which recipe is your most popular on your blog?
I have a cornbread beer bread recipe that's been pretty popular on there. Yeah, it's really good. And I have these, they're called Afghan cookies, and they're chocolate cookies with walnuts and ganache. And so I can see why those are pretty popular too.
Yummy. And with the recipe, so it's recipeforsweetlife.com. I'm going to check it out really soon because I'm getting hungry listening to you talk about this stuff. Do you have recipes that are geared? You said your sons help you, but are there recipes that are specific for kids or is it just kind of general, you know, meal recipes?
There's a lot of dessert on there. But there is nothing I have ever put on the blog has not been tasted and approved by my kids.
There you go.
And so, if they won't eat it, then it doesn't go on there. And
perfect.
So there's a lot of cookies. There's a lot of dessert.
I don't mind that.
Healthy banana bread.
Oh, yummy. That's actually a favorite of my kids. Yum.
There's nothing on there that my kids haven't had.
So it's mom prepared and kid approved is what you should say.
100%.
That is awesome. Well, wonderful, wonderful job. Congrats on the blog. And we're going to check it out. Recipeforasweetlife.com. Kiala Lang, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, sorry. Let me say that again, Al. Thank you so much, Kiala Lang, recipeforasweetlife.com, and best of luck with the blog. And when we come back, we're joined by Erica Katz, who will be talking about her. She's the author of the book, Coach Parenting. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
We're joined by another TV celebrity, Erica Katz, who's had, she has actually seen on the Mom Jury segment for the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda and has been a guest on Access Hollywood, Fox News, Inside Edition, etc. But as a parenting expert, Erica has just released her latest book called Coach Parenting, Raising Teenagers with Advice from Pro Football's Greatest Head Coaches. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Erica.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
What made you write this book?
At the time when I started the book, I had a 14-year-old son, and my daughter was 12 then, and I would ask my son to pick up his shoes. So one day, I said, could you pick up your shoes from the living room? He said, sure, Mom, I'll do it. Of course, he didn't do it. I asked him to do it again. He didn't do it. The third time, I said, pick up those shoes. So he slowly threw them in his room, and I wasn't very impressed. But then the next day, I was at his varsity basketball game, and the coach said to him, pick up the cones and the balls and the kids' shoes. And he says, I'm on it, coach. And I turned to the coach, and I said, how did you do that? And I said to myself, wait a minute. I have to start thinking like a mom. but parenting more like a coach. And that's what gave me the idea for Coach Parenting.
Great. Tell me, give me an idea. You have some really illustrious coaches in the story. Give me a quick glimpse of who you interviewed and what that was like.
So I wanted to interview NFL coaches because, of course, they know how to lead a team of many different personalities and get them all to work together. And that's pretty much like being a mom. We have 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, whatever you have, and they all have different personalities. But we need to work together as a unity, as a family. So I interviewed Coach John Harbaugh from the Baltimore Ravens, and then I interviewed his brother, Jim Harbaugh, who's now at Michigan, and before that he was at the 49ers, and so many more, but I'll just give you some tips that they gave me. So Coach Harbaugh, we were talking about winning the championship game at the end of the year, and I said, well, you know, that's great, but if you're in August, how do you prepare for that? And he said, well, we have a saying at the Ravens. It's win. What's important now? So while, of course, we want to win the division and our championship, what's important now is how well we study our playbook and paying attention to detail. Because if you don't step on the line in practice, then when it means the most in the game, you won't do that. So if you translate that into parenting, what's important now is an important message for kids. Because, of course, you start school and you want them to get an A for English for the year. But what's important now is the homework every day, studying for the test every day. And as parents, we have to pay attention to the little details. And one of the things I always talk about is we go to see our kids playing soccer or whatever sport they're playing, and we're watching them when they're on the field. But during halftime or when they're not playing, we're scrolling on our phones because we feel like we don't have to look. But actually, that's when you do have to look, because you want to see, are they cheering the other players on? Are they off to the side by themselves? Are they arguing with refs? All that kind of information is the pertinent information about what is going on with your child. And those are the details you need to pay attention to. So I took a lot of these great coaching tips and applied them to parenting in many ways. I also interviewed Tom Coughlin, and he won the Super Bowl with the Giants. And right. He was always known for making everybody be on time, not just being on time, but being early. And I asked him, you know, why was that so important? He said, well, I need to know that they are excited to be there. They're prepared. They're ready to go. And being prepared and being on time go hand in hand. For instance, if your kids get their homework done a day early, they're prepared, right? They have more time to do other things. And time management is something that we as parents struggle with and our kids struggle with. So the concept right. of show up on time or get benched is a concept that I brought into family life, and I actually used it in my own family with my kids.
And how did you do that? What was the consequence at home?
My kids love to go out with their friends on the weekends, but nowadays, because they have cell phones, if you say be home at 11, they call you at like 11:15, you know, mom, I'm having fun, I'm safe,
right.
I'm at so-and-so's house. And you could even right. track them if you wanted to with the GPS, say, okay, yeah, they're at, you know, their friend's house. And so mm-hmm. we're like, okay, come home 11:15. And before you know it, 11 o'clock becomes 11:15, 11:30, 12 o'clock. But you set a rule that was to be home at 11. So your actions by allowing them to come home later is actually undermining your words. So I realized when I set a curfew, regardless of whether I know they're safe, the curfew is the curfew. So I said to my kids, okay, if I say 11 o'clock, if you come home at 11:15, next week it's 10:45. Plus I would mm-hmm. add an extra like 5-minute penalty. And as I started holding them to the curfew and holding them to homework assignments being done by a certain time, believe it or not, they started doing what I asked, and their behavior became better, and they were even more respectful around the house. And it was because that was how I was showing that I'm in charge. They're not in charge. The coach makes the rules. The players don't make the rules. You can't use punishments like saying, well, if you don't do your homework, I'm going to smash your cell phone, right? Because you're not going to smash your cell phone. It's expensive and you need to reach them. So use something that means something to them. Of course, their phone means something to them, but try something else that won't hurt you as a parent. Like
right.
if I tell my kids, if you don't do your homework, you can't go out Friday night. Well, that certainly doesn't hurt me and I get to go to bed earlier. So choose a consequence that means something to them that you will actually follow through on. Because when
right.
you say things hastily, I'm going to break your computer, I'm never going to let you out of the house for a month. I mean, that's not true, and they know it. And so they know you're not going to follow through. And one of the things all the coaches said, I actually interviewed Coach Barry Switzer, who was a big college coach, and he won the Super Bowl with the Cowboys. And he said, Erica, you got to do what you say you're going to do. If you say pick up those sneakers or I'm going to throw them out, you better be prepared to throw them out. Because, of course, we say things and we don't mean them. But then your kids realize that what you say you don't mean. So you got to do what you say you're going to do.
Do what you say and say what you say what you mean. Awesome. So the book is available. First of all, your website is ericakatz.com, and that's Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A, Katz, K-A-T-Z. The book is, again, called Coach Parenting, Raising Teenagers with Advice from Pro Football's Greatest Head Coaches, and it's available on Amazon. So thank you so much for joining us, Erica, and best of luck. Sounds like a fantastic book. And when we come back after a quick break, we're joined by Dr. Jamie Kaufman. She is the author of Acid Reflux in Children, How Healthy Eating Can Fix Your Child's Asthma, Allergies, Obesity, Nasal Congestion, Cough, and Croup. We'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Marion for Maria, and we are switching topics from TV to health. And our next guest, Dr. Jamie Kaufman, is the author of a new book called Acid Reflux in Children, and it's all about how healthy eating can fix your child's different conditions, including asthma, allergies, obesity, nasal congestion, cough, and croup. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You've got over 35 years of experience in the field of acid reflux. So I'd say you are an expert as well as an MD, which there's so many cases of this. So tell us a little bit about your specialty and about the book.
I think the most interesting story is when I grew up, I got sick once. I'll never forget it. I had an ear infection, and the pain had me pinned under the dining room table as a three-year-old. And the doctor came about five and took one look at me and then pulled down my trousers, gave me a shot of penicillin, and within 30 minutes, I could feel relief. Children weren't always sick in those days. But in those days, we pretty much ate at home. All the food was local. We didn't yet have fast food. We didn't yet have soda machines. And so the answer to the question of what's changed most in my career has been food. But the problem is the doctors, really all of us with few exceptions, get not a sentence of education about diet and nutrition in medical school, although most people think we know a lot about it.
When you wrote the book, was this based on your research? Is it based on just anecdotal, you know, as being a physician for so many years?
I have pioneered the field of respiratory reflux. The division of the specialties into all these different ones, there's allergists and otolaryngologists and gastroenterologists, has fragmented what is a combined system. So the respiratory system and the digestive system are completely connected in every possible way. And yes, it's research. We've had a basic science laboratory. We've done epidemiologic studies. We've done clinical studies. And the real finding is that all of the purple pills and all of the medicines have not a great deal of influence on things like sinusitis and asthma and cough and hoarseness. And it seems, by the way, all of our children are born healthy, but by age three, they're sick.
You mentioned at the first part of the segment, most medical doctors, pediatricians, even specialists don't make the connection between diet and these conditions.
The operative term here would be clueless. So really, honestly, what's happened, the biggest misdiagnosis in America is asthma. If your child has trouble breathing in during an attack, it's reflux. It's not asthma. Only during a prolonged expiratory phase with wheezing is asthma. And so at least half of asthma is being misdiagnosed when it's really reflux. And furthermore, reflux makes ordinary asthma worse as well. And so this gets to the question of what are children eating and drinking and when are they doing it? One quick anecdote, I had a woman who worked for me with a seven-year-old son who had terrible asthma. She'd be calling in, I'm in the emergency room, I'll be late this morning. And I convinced her, do not give your child bedtime snacks anymore. at least an hour and a half, finish the dinner, finish the dessert, have the bath, read the book, do the homework or whatever, and then have the child go to bed. And to her surprise, the asthma disappeared.
You're right, because I think a lot of it is not only the food we eat, but the habits we've gotten into, especially. And I read something recently about, you know, all the snacking and the late night ice cream and all that stuff also contributes to these conditions, correct?
And also food has changed. Yes, you're correct. You know, the people who manufacture food know that we like fat tastes good, sugar tastes
right.
good, and salt tastes good. And so, you know, when you have something with sugar, because the sugar makes you go, it's like a Trojan horse. Inside is a load of fat. In my experience, if you look over the course of my lifetime, obesity and reflux and sleep apnea and asthma and sinusitis and osteoporosis in women seem to be related to food. And the reason
right.
we know that, of course, is it's reversible. So we can take people who have all of these conditions, assuming that, you know, you have willingness and compliance on the part of the patient or the parent, all of this can go away, including diabetes and obesity and
mm-hmm.
high cholesterol
yeah.
and high blood pressure. So when we see these conditions in children, we're horrified because we know they're preventable and fixable.
Give us your top two, let's say, healthiest and unhealthiest foods for children.
The first is no soda pop. Get rid of everything except water. You put a big pitcher of water on the table. It's basically drinking water is number one. Number
okay.
two is get rid of all the snack foods and all the ice cream and all the junk food in the house. And I think number three is avoid fast food. And if you're going to use fast food, try to pick healthier choices and don't go as often. Best foods, children and adults as well, should have 4 or 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That's true in every healthy diet. And secondly, for people who have reflux, staying away from high acid items, like I wouldn't pick an orange or grapefruit diet for someone who had reflux.
Right.
And finally, it gets back to the same question again of eating too late. Busy people running and running and running, and then they get home after soccer practice at 8:30 and get ready to make dinner. That's unacceptable
yeah.
for kids with reflux.
Dr. Kaufman, your book is Acid Reflux in Children, How Healthy Eating Can Fix Your Child's Asthma, Allergies, Obesity, Nasal Congestion, Cough, and Croup. It is pre-sale on Amazon right now, correct?
Yes, and it'll be in every bookstore soon, including all the Barnes & Noble stores.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're in the right place to talk about it. And voiceinstituteofnewyork.com is the website where we can find information, correct?
Yes, and we're going to be developing in the next month or so refluxinchildren.com. It's just not up yet, but I think that that's going to be a great interactive site so people come in and ask questions and have interaction with people. The same, of course, on Facebook and all the other social media.
Social. Awesome. What a great resource and very valuable. Thank you so much, Dr. Kaufman, for your time. And when we come back, we'll take a short break and we're joined by Denise Stern, CEO of Let Mommy Sleep. We'll be right back.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
This is a diverse show today. We have jumped from TV to food to now sleep. I'm pleased to welcome Denise Stern. She is the CEO of Let Mommy Sleep. After giving birth to 3 kids in 2 years, wow, Denise Stern became the owner of the world's most ironically named business, Let Mommy Sleep. And as a mother of 3, I agree with you, Denise. It is ironic. What a great title. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Let Mommy Sleep is the country's leading baby nurse and postpartum care service, and you're based out of D.C. Tell us what you do.
It's a really simple service. We offer overnight care by registered nurses and newborn care providers to parents just coming home from the hospital with their single babies, twins, triplets. We are in the home typically from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., providing any and all care of the babies and all education that the parents might want.
Well, that's important. You think, oh, as long as I take the baby, but there's a lot of things, especially with new moms, that need to be explained and we need the education.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there, it's something that people can explain to you, and there's a million books on, but until you're in it, you know, you just don't know. I mean, I have had, you know, so many sweet parents where you say, oh, when you're changing the diaper, you know, just put some diaper cream on and you'll be good, you know, and you think everybody understands what that means. But then the follow-up question is, do I put the diaper cream on the diaper or do I put the diaper cream on the baby? You know, and you think, right, we really have to meet these parents where they are.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the company then, because as your CEO with three children, so busy working mom, I'm guessing.
When my twins arrived, my son was still very little. He was only 16 months old. And this is not an uncommon story, by the way, but I was very sick when I was discharged from the hospital and, you know, put on bed rest, which is ridiculous, you know, to ask of someone whose husband has no paternity leave and, you know, has two newborns and a toddler, right? So I thought, there are folks out there that certainly did, you know, what's known as baby nursing, somewhat of an antiquated term, but that's what it is, you know, who helped the moms. And I was literally sitting in bed and I said, I got to do this, you know, like I cannot be the only person that needs this sort of help where, you know, I just need a little help to sleep overnight, just another hand in order to be present for everybody during the day. And I am a small business owner, you know, by trade. Before then, I owned a business, so it was familiar territory to me. But when I started the website and, you know, I hired three very nice ladies, the need for service blew me away. I mean, it turns out there are just so many of us where, you know, the impression of, you know, people that have a baby nurse or overnight help or even nannies, it's like, well, that's something that the Cloonies do or Beyonce, you know, and that's, you right, know, well, right. Of course that exists. That's not what it is. There's an awful lot of parents who fall through the cracks because we ourselves are hurting and it's not recognized by insurance, you know? So, right. So I very, very quickly learned just how much of a need for the service there was. And that's what's caused us to expand. We're in DC, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Southern Florida, New Jersey, and, you know, we're opening more locations. The second thing is that what I learned when I first started is that there is no license for watching a baby across the United States. There's no license. There's no certification for the care of five or fewer babies. Of course, there's lots of regulation and certifications for daycares, but right. But for caring for, you know, twins or triplets, there's just no agreed upon set of standards, you know, so that's why I really am drawn to franchising. You know, we say we're the industry leaders. That's really what we're trying to do, is drive this nationwide certification for caregivers. Number one, so the families know what they're getting when they hire someone. And number two, so that the nannies and caregivers have something to show for their hard work. So right. It's just been excellent. You know, at first I thought, well, we'll help a few people in my town, you know, and now it's become a real nationwide passion and a need.
You know, necessity is the mother of invention, and mothers make most of the wonderful inventions and come up with ideas like yours because we live it. The website is letmommysleep.com. And Denise Stern, congratulations. This is a really great idea, and you have shown significant growth, I'm hearing, from only a few years in business.
We started in 2010, in late 2010, and what you just said is exactly right. So many mothers, too, are sort of forced into entrepreneurialism because the other thing, too, is you need two incomes. I mean, that's just
right.
reality, right?
Right.
But it
right.
doesn't always make sense to leave the house all day or pay for childcare, and so it's just very interesting how moms really are paving the way. So you're exactly right on that topic.
Denise Stern, and again, it's Let Mommy Sleep, and you have a franchise in South Florida. That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Denise, and thank you all for listening to this episode of Mom Talk Radio. Go to momtalkradio.com for more information about this show and other shows. Enjoy your leftovers. Have a great week.